Good morning, good people. It is 7th October 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. We all need to have a loving relationship and a devotion to Our Lady and a Blessed Mother. The readings are from Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, 7 to 14, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 11, verse 1 to 4. When we were young, most of us was introduced to Rosary to recite as a family prayer. In some families, it is spiritual ritual, daily happening without contemplating the mysteries in the rosary. Most of the families do not have time and possibilities to pray a family rosary together due to the circumstances and the routine of the day. For so many of us, it is no longer a weapon to fight against evil, and we end up reciting the rosary out of fear, not out of love. This feast invites us all to recite the rosary on a daily basis. Pope Pius XI taught us, quote, "The rosary is a powerful weapon to put the demons to flight and to keep oneself from sin. If you desire peace in your hearts, in your homes, and in your country, assemble each evening to recite the rosary. Let not even one day pass without saying it, no matter how burdened you may be with many cares and labors." Unquote. The responsorial psalm claims, "Go out to all the world and tell the good news." Psalm 117, verse 1. One of the best and meaningful forms of prayer is the rosary. A Catholic who has not tasted for the rosary, not be able to experience a reflective contemplation. In the Gospel, the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray. As the Lord taught us to pray through Our Father, so we are taught by Mother Mary to recite Hail Mary. Prayer makes us to face anything in our life. However challenging is the situation, we can overcome with the power of prayer and heart of forgiveness. May we grow daily in the relationship with God through our personal communing with God. Have a lovely day. God bless you.